Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It's a quarter to four, so I guess we can get it started. We have an hour together, and we have a lot of ground to cover, both a couple of slides, but also be doing demos, of course. I see a lot of familiar faces, but for those of you who don't know me, I'm Maarten Goet from the Netherlands. I'm a System Center MVP, and I'll be talking to you about Operations Management Suite today. So the agenda is that we're gonna look at what is OMS, for those that haven't played around with OMS yet. We're gonna look at some of the internals, so how does it really work? How does it send data? How does it collect data? We're gonna look at some of the OMS solutions, so how can we use OMS in our environment, and which solutions are there out of the box in this cloud service? We're gonna talk about automation, because OMS is much more than just monitoring. There's automation, there's other features that we'll talk about, and we'll end with a summary. If there's time, we can do Q&A, and afterwards, I'll also be available. But I wanna make sure we end on time, because there's a proper Azure Remote App session afterwards, so I wanna make sure there's those guys get on stage early. So setting a bit of stage here is that, why was OMS born? Why do we have all these cloud solutions? Well, the challenges today in IT, in your environment or your customer's environment, is that there's a large number of costs involved in maintaining the environment, from day to day, patching it, spinning up servers, decommissioning applications. So cost is a big driver. Of course, complexity, because they used to say, if it gets easier for the user, we tend to get more complexity on the back end to support all these easy solutions. And of course, all the integration points. You might not have one vendor, you might have different operating systems, different applications, but integration also leads to quite a bit of challenges in your data center and in your cloud services today. So looking at that, there are a couple of needs that every customer, every organization needs today, more than ever, is immediate value. We don't wanna run weeks of projects before we can put an application into production, or before we can maintain our environment. We wanna have immediate value. We also wanna have insights, actionable insights, so we see what's happening, how to take actions on that. And of course, we need to be flexible, because today we'll be using this technology, and maybe tomorrow we'll be using another technology. So we wanna have a solution that meets or that has the flexibility for our organization. So you really see that the landscape is shifting. New types of IT are coming around, like this morning we saw with IoT, but also these microservices. We get new operating system flavors, like NanoServer. We get containers as a new technology, but also big data, other topics. So we really need to also rethink our management. How will we manage these clouds, manage these apps, and manage these environments going forward? Maybe also support our migrations, and have management, in essence, as a service available. But of course, integrating with what we have today, because IT is an evolvement. Unless you're a startup and start from scratch, you'll have an environment, you'll have management tools. Maybe you came from the era where you would just maintain the clients, then we came into the world of virtualization, and even today, with private and public clouds, we have a more prolific landscape than ever. So we need to do more than management, but with respect to what we have. And this is actually where OMS comes in and ties to, for instance, current System Center installations, where it adds value to what you have currently on premises. Now, this modern management also needs to be heterogeneous. We want to support Linux, we want to support Amazon and other providers that you might be using today, so we have a single pane of glass. We want to be an open platform, of course, use all the benefits that clouds deliver, time to value, et cetera. So modern management, but tied to the investments that we have today. And we also want to have the power of choice. If you are a startup and you begin new and you're envisioning a new platform, you might want to go cloud only and have Operations Management Suite as just a cloud service to do management from. Or you might want to invest more in System Center today, do some Windows 10 deployments, and then get up to speed with OMS and come into this hybrid world. So OMS delivers power of choice through the fact that it can attach both to your current environment, but also deliver management as a service directly. Now, OMS itself is an evolvement. Actually, during the closing keynote on Wednesday, there'll be a question about how it evolved. But it came from a world where we did monitoring, but today it's a package of a couple of management functions where we both do the log analytics, the monitoring of your environment. We have support for backup recovery through Azure Backup, through Azure Site Recovery, managing those functions. Things like IT automation in the form of Azure automation. So we see a picture of all the runbooks and all the types of jobs you have running in your environment. But also security and compliancy through things like patch management and the status of your service. And I'll be showing during the end the combination of both in the form of intrusion detection if you combine a couple of those features. So there's a lot of things in the operations management suite today. So we can spot problems fast, protect your data easily, look at automating, of course, tasks so we can have less repetitive tasks, but also recognize threats early. So OMS is a cloud service composing of these four pillars. And it's going fast. If you look last year, the service has been really growing. We saw last year there was a preview during May, June. Then a lot of features were added, things like the search API. Even today, they just announced the custom fields last week, things like the wire data collection. Some of you might be in a tab program that has the real-time collection. So because it's a cloud service by nature, things can evolve quickly. And depending on certain cadences in cloud, those can be available for your tenant as well. So OMS has been going quickly, and these are the functions you saw in the last 12 years. And I'll be demoing some of them. So like the mobile app we'll see, we'll look at Azure Automation, we'll have a look at the Search API, and so forth. So it's going to be a good demo session. Now, for those of you who haven't seen OMS previously, and maybe a show of hands, who has been working with OMS previously? I think half of the audience, maybe less. We'll first do a quick 2-minute overview so you understand what's in the box. Now, of course, because it is a cloud service, we can just go to the OMS website. If you're interested in more detail on the capabilities, the things you can do, then you could certainly go to the OMS page. You get an overview of all the functions. You could look at the four pillars and see some of the details of what it has to offer. I'll be using sign-in. I've already enrolled. You can enroll through a trial if you want to try it out yourself for 30 days. And then you get into a web-based portal, if you will, where you see Operations Management Suite. So it's loading. You see different tiles. And you see on the left, you see things like log search. You can have my dashboard, the solutions gallery, some other information about my data. We have tiles about the different solutions. And so we get an overview of our environment, more or less. We have a settings page, and we'll drill into that in the next demo. But we have three data sources connected. Everything's green. And here in my top right corner, I can go into the settings page, but also look at things like the privacy statement. If you're concerned about what Microsoft is collecting or what they'll be doing to your data or how they won't have access to it, actually. So this is where you get launched into. And so lots of these management functions you can do from the web. And you also have the mobile apps, which we'll look at later. Now, if you're curious about the backend service, I'll log into the old Microsoft Azure portal, not the new preview portal, but the old one. And you'll see a couple of functions, a couple of features I have enabled for my subscription. And while it's loading, it should populate. And then you see on the left-hand side, if I scroll down, here you go, a tab called Operational Insights. That's actually the previous name of Operations Management Suite before it evolved. And you see I have one subscription, and there's a couple of things to see here. One is it's active, it has a certain name, but it also has the free tier. That means that I can use this service without paying for the log analytics, depending on the number of data you'll have, the number of data sources, the time you want to archive data, you might want to upgrade to paid for tiers. And of course the subscription. And if I drill down, I get some information on, for instance, the location where it's based out of. In my case, it's based out of the East US. So this is what you get if you enroll, and from there on you can start managing your environment. Now, one of the things I want to have a look at is the log analytics. So monitoring your event logs, monitoring other sources of events in your environment, and looking at certain problems that might occur and taking actions based on that. So maybe first a bit of information on how does this OMS work? How does data get into OMS? Well, there are a couple of options. One of them being direct. That means that if I don't have a System Center infrastructure today, but I still want to take advantage of Operations Management Suite, I can download agents from the OMS portal, deploy them, and they will be sending data directly into OMS, which I can work with. Now, if you do have a current System Center environment, maybe you're running Operations Manager 2012, 2012 R2, you could actually hook that management group up into OMS, and these agents will be sending data from more or less your OMS, your OM environment into OMS. Of course, other environments that you have, for instance, VMs running in Azure, you could do the same method, either manage them with OM, Operations Manager from System Center, and then send it up or do them direct. And one of the things I'll also be highlighting is that the OMS team just announced support for Linux in Azure VMs, where they're using the storage backend to get syslog messages into OMS. So basically, it gets sent to OMS. There's a specialized HD Insight big data, if you will, database behind the scenes. It stores, and from that moment on, we can work with the data, we can search through the data, we can attach actionable insights to it in the form of runbooks, et cetera, et cetera. So this is on a higher level. Now let's say we do have a Operations Manager environment. Who's running OM? Okay, that's a lot of hands, good. So let's say that environment's running well, but I have a certain specific function in OMS that I want to use to work alongside with OM. For instance, the intrusion detection that I'm going to show at the end of the session. Then you want to hook your environment up to OMS. What means is that this current management group has agents deployed, and these agents will be multi-homed. You'll get an extra management group setting on your agent, and the management group that you get extra is the OMS management group. This data gets sent extra, if you will, to OMS, and OMS enables them. Now, this is being done apart from the OM environment, so it won't add load to your current Operations Manager environment. It won't be sending it through OM first and then to OMS. It will be sending the data it only needs to OMS directly or either through a proxy server. Now, the other option, of course, being that agents connect directly, so they will be sending their data directly to OMS. And just as an FYI, it's using certificate-based authentication. It's doing SSL, and it also has data compression when it's sending data over to the OMS service. Now, the OMS service is only run by authorized personnel, and all activities of that team are being logged, so anything's traceable on the Microsoft site. And there's a separate Azure file partition that is securely accessed by the OMS service where your data is stored, and it is a partition per tenant, per subscription, so it's only your data that's in that storage section. Now, when you connect to OMS, connect to the portal, it's SSL, and we get authenticated based on either our Microsoft account or our organizational ID if we're using Azure Active Directory. So this is a bit more detailed, but the data gets sent into OMS, everything's safe, encrypted, and compressed, and we can use it from there. So let's have a bit of a deeper look. We'll go back to the OMS portal. Here we are, the overview page. And what you see is, on the bottom left, 35 megabytes. So my three servers that are connected are together using 35 megabytes, and data's being sent up. And if we click the usage style, normally we get an overview of types of data that is in my storage. So here you get a couple of things, like 2 gigabytes of data has been sent in the last 30 days. We saw we are on a free plan. Average processing time, things like SLA, everything still within the SLA. So all data is flowing naturally from my three agents into the OMS environment. Now, if I go to my settings page, which is in the top right, if you click the name of your subscription, which in my case is MVP, the settings page is now finally HTML5. For those of you who have been using it previously, it was Silverlight-based. It's now HTML5. And if I click the Connected Sources tab, you see that there are two servers connected. We saw three data sources, so we'll get back to that later, but there's two servers connected. And if you're running things directly or want to run things directly, this is the place where you go to download your agent. And here are also a couple of teasers for what's coming soon, things like the Linux agent and things like AWS storage. Now, on the right side, you also see a Azure storage connected. That's actually the method we're using to get data from our Linux VM, which I'll show later. And then here you have the OM connection. I currently don't have an OM connection. This is a cloud-only setup, but you'll see the things connected here. We have a logs tab. So in my case, I'm collecting from any agent that is connected the system log, and only the informational events is what I'm interested in, but you could certainly collect some of the others, and there's also support for some of the custom logs. And then if you go to solutions, you'll see that I have a couple of solutions installed, and we'll get back to that later in the slide deck, but these are the things that are running, and I can remove them from here as well. Now, to give you an idea that it's not smoke and mirrors, I'm logging into my VM. And I have three VMs, as you can see. There's a domain controller running as a VM in Azure IaaS. There's a member server that's joined to the domain. And there's a Linux server, a SUSE Linux server, that's running also in Azure. So I'm logged into the member server. And if we go to the installed programs page, here we go. We actually see that OMS is using the Microsoft Manager, Microsoft Monitoring Agent, MMA. And this is the same one you'll see if you're running a current, for instance, Operations Manager environment. You'll see that the Microsoft Monitoring Agent is now quite a versatile agent that can also be used for OMS. And this is also why this multi-homing behavior works. And the Microsoft Monitoring Agent installed and sending data. Now, for those of you that are using Operations Manager, just to give you a bit of understanding that there is actually an Operations Manager type environment being used, we can go into the File Explorer, go into the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, into Agent, and you have a folder called Health Service State. So all the OM specialists in here probably recognize this. And then if you look at Management Packs, you actually see that there are Management Packs being used under the hoods to send data, collect data, and there are rules and monitors associated. So for instance, if you take the advisor assessment management pack, this is probably level 400 for some of you, but this is the management pack being used to do, for instance, the AD assessment, to do an AD health check on your environment. And it's sending data up. And it's just using the executables. So if you go to resources and I say, assessment, that's not working, I'll type X here. You see a couple of things it's using, for instance, the advisor assessment. So that's how it's running in the back end. It's running some of these management packs and sending them up through the Microsoft Monitoring Agent into OMS. Now, if I go into the Linux VM, here we go. Oh, that's not the right name. Do it again, Azure Admin, that's better. Hopefully no typo. There is a typo, This is the one. Don't all hack it. Well, for some reason, it's not letting me in on my, I'm making typo, but I want to show you it's a real Linux server. There's nothing special configured on this Linux server to send data into OMS. How this works, if we go into the new preview portal of Azure, I'll show you the specifications and the settings of the Linux VM. It's just the plain vanilla Linux VM. But if you look at the diagnostics page, here you have it, it's the VM Linux, it's running. And I go to all settings. And we go into diagnostics. Then you see a storage account associated called OMS Diagnostics. That's the name I gave the storage container. And it is actually in this way collecting all the basic metrics from the VM into this storage container. And if I go back to the old Azure portal, and on this OMS subscription that I have going to storage, you'll see that the OMS Diagnostics storage container is connected, and it's collecting the syslog data of this Linux server, and the source, it's an internal name, Microsoft users, is the Linux syslog version 2. So anything that the server will syslog will be picked up through the storage container into OMS, and we can work with that data as well. So this is a feature that works if you're running Linux in a VM on Azure. Now, with the new Linux agent coming out soon, you could do the same thing for Linux servers not running in your Azure subscription. So these are the things behind the scenes, how it's connecting data into OMS and collecting all my stuff. Now, one of the things we saw is that we had solutions. And for those of you that worked with OMS before it was called OMS, so in the operational insights time or even before then, they were called integration packs. This is actually what helps you to get some insightful actions out of the box. What it does, it takes the data, the raw data that you were sending into OMS. It applies logic to it, things like visualization in the form of dashboards. Maybe it has rules or queries or other stuff. And then it provides you with a way of showing that, but also information to go with that. So helpful information on recommendation, maybe forecast, trends, etc. And through the portal, you'll be using that. So OMS solutions are the things that make OMS worthwhile out of the box. Now, the current situation is that if you go into the solution gallery, Microsoft provides you roughly with, 11, 12, maybe more of these OMS solutions. And every service iteration, there might be new solutions. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the wire data analysis. More solutions, of course, will be coming out in the future. So these are the ones you could use. One that's really interesting is if you're running System Center Virtual Machine Manager, you're managing your Hyper-V environment, and you're also running Operations Manager. One of the things we could do is take that data and do a bit of capacity planning and forecasting. What you need is the Operations Manager and VMM integration setup, maybe something you already have running today for your performance and resource optimization or other monitoring bits. And then we can look at storage and compute and get a bit of insights on the usage, maybe the efficiency, or use the protection tool to do the forecasting. So it works in a way where VMM, through the VMM connector with OM, sends it data to OM, and then actually OM, the management server, will send the data over to OMS. Now, the steps you need to do to get that working is, of course, configure a Run-as account in Operations Manager. You, of course, need to have data flowing, so the connection needs to work. See green check marks, if you will, healthy states in OM, so we know we are getting data. Also have all the management packs loaded that are a prerequisite. The wizard will actually prompt you to do so. And then, of course, have the connector in general working. So here are a couple of screenshots where you see if you set up the connector in VMM and in Operations Manager, it says these are the management packs I need to have loaded for it to work. So upload these, import these. Then the Run-as account for the connection from Operations Manager to VMM. So how am I fetching data from VMM? Which account do I also want to enable performance and resource optimization and integrate maintenance mode? You also need to set up the VMM to operations manager account, the other way around, if you will, bi-directional. And then it should be working. Now, the thing to think about is it's supported on Operations Manager 2012 SP1 Rollup 6 and higher, Operations Manager 2012 R2 Update Rollup 2 and higher. And if you want to use the proxy support, so have one single point sending data to OMS from your environment, you do need to be up to UR7 or UR3 for R2 before you can actually choose that setting. Now, import those management packs. Make sure that the OMS agent is running and pushing down its environment, and then you get data collected into OMS and the proper type of data to get this solution working. Now, then you get reports, dashboards, tiles, however you want to call them. You get four of those, the overview one, the compute to get a bit of insights in your CPU, etc., the storage, and the projection tool with the slider to do a bit of capacity forecasting. So the projection tool actually helps you to take data that was collected for, let's say, the last 12 months, then set a time range. I want to project into the next 3 months or maybe even the next 12 months. Move the slider and it will actually display a projection of the forecast and give you a bit of insight. So this is a screenshot, for instance, for disk space utilization. Again, you could use the slider and it will project to some degree when you would run out of disk space. Now, this really depends on the number of data points you're collecting, how frequently, how long you've been already collecting. The more data, of course, the more more you see, the better projection you get. I'm sorry. Now, these OMS solutions are out of the box. If you go into the portal, we'll have a look in a second, you can pick them, you can install them, they get configured. But just like with Operations Manager, it would be ideal if third parties could write solutions, if you yourself could write a solution. Now, it's not that today, but the teams are working to get that done. There is a roadmap where we can take these controls, the dashboard controls, maybe the log analytics searches, etc., and really also build our own solutions. Now, it's not there today, but it's coming, so make sure you follow up on what's happening on OMS, and you'll probably see in a year or so the first ISVs popping up and delivering solutions, much like you have with management packs in OM. Now, there are a couple of things we can do today. So even if it's not really a third-party integration yet, you could still do a saved search, have a certain query run at a certain point in time. OMS has now a search API available, so I can take PowerShell or maybe something else to talk to that search API, get responses back, and maybe in that way extend on OMS. And of course, we can work with the agent to send data up to OMS. So let's have a look at the solutions. And again, I'll get back to Operations Management Suite, hit the button top left, and we get back into the home screen. And first thing I'll do is I'll click on the Solutions Gallery. So here we are. We see that there's a couple of solutions available. Things like alert management, capacity planning, the new wire data one, malware assessment, backup, security audit, system update, SQL assessment, configuration assessment, AD, automation, change tracking, and site recovery. So those are already there. And if I go back, I've already installed a couple of them, one of them being the AD assessment. And you see that the overview tile says me I have one server that I'm assessing, which is correct. I only have one domain controller, which is connected to the OMS. But it does have four high priority recommendations, four lower priority, and luckily also 109 things that are just okay on this server. And so if I drill into this tile, I get another overview saying, well, there's four buckets. On security and compliance, congratulations, it's all looking great. So that's fine. And on the other side, things like upgrade, migration, deployment is also fine. But on the availability, business continuity, performance, scalability, there's a couple of things. And it's mainly on the availability side. and you get things like, hey, in this directory, on this domain controller, there's only one global catalog. We need to have an authoritative time source for my PDC emulator, et cetera, et cetera. So if I click on these ones, I can actually drill on further, and it says, well, the first one being configure valid domain name service servers on DNS servers on the domain controllers. And then you see on the right-hand side, suggested actions, links into TechNet articles on what to do. It's high impact. And also, if you have multiple servers, it's showing you which server it's applicable to. So these are really effective things to get by just hooking up your domain controller into OMS, loading the AD assessment solution, and you get already some actionable insights. Now, if I go to the system update assessment, more or less the same thing. It says one server is missing security updates and one server missing other updates, so non-security, maybe other updates. And if I look and click, it says you have two servers in total, one being the VM member domain.local has security updates missing, and you actually get 16 of them, and these are the ones. The reason being, I actually disabled Windows Update on this server just to show you that it will find out. And again, from here, it would be easy to take action on these servers and start patching them, make sure they're all up to date. Now, the other thing to show is if I go into the solutions gallery is, for instance, the SQL assessment. And it's more or less the same thing where you could do this for your SQL servers. So maybe you want to check up on them, have a SQL health check as a service, and through hooking up your SQL server to OMS, applying the SQL solution, assessment solution, you do also get information on your SQL server. So there's a couple of things here which are really, really useful if you use OMS. Now, this is the web interface. Maybe you're on the road, maybe you're you want to use OMS other than from the web page. One of the things you could do is use an app. Like they say, there's an app for that. So this is my Windows phone, nice and clean. It has a couple of things installed, among which the operational insights, if you look at the top left. And that's still the old naming. It will be renamed to OMS, but this is the one you want to use. You can install it for free from the Microsoft App Store. We'll sign in. Oop, something went wrong. Nope, it lost connection to the Wi-Fi here. Settings, let's do Wi-Fi. Connecting. And otherwise, we'll, yeah. Okay, so we should normally have a connection, but we'll switch to plan B. Here we go. Rewind it a bit. There we go. So I've recorded this piece as well, and you see the Azure Operational Insights being available on my Windows phone. Normally, you'd first time need to authenticate through your Microsoft account or your organizational account. I actually had the check mark on to save my credentials, so it's logging me in into OMS. And you get an overview again, my dashboards, but also the same dashboards we just saw in the web interface are available in the app. And because it's all HTML5, it renders on all these devices with various screen sizes. And you can work with the data from here. So there's no need per se to go to the web page. You can also see it from your phone. And of course, one of the things that you could that you need to know about is the current app is for Windows Phone, but there's going to be an app for iOS and Android later. Now, we'll switch to this one. Let me see. Here we are. The same thing goes for other browsers. If you're running, for instance, Safari on an iPad, want to have some more real estate, want to use OMS. Same deal, really. Just need to log into OMS through the web page. The iPad or iOS app isn't available yet. but you could just go to oms.microsoft.com, go into the sign-in page, and it should actually be loading my subscription. Here we go. This one is connected to Wi-Fi. And it's authenticated. I've saved my credentials, so it's now stepping forward. I guess you're all using the Wi-Fi because it isn't too fast anymore. But in a couple of seconds, we should have the same HTML experience in the browser. Here we are. Overview page being loaded. We see the tiles coming up. And it's rendering, so that's good. So it works on Safari. You can just do the actions from here as well. So it's really up to you which device, which browser, and which app you're going to use. And again, later this week, or later this year, we'll see the other apps coming out. So that's good. Okay. Switch back to the slides. Now, we've been looking at log analytics for the last 30 minutes. One of the other parts to consider is that Azure Automation is a part of Operations Management Suite. And for those of you who don't know Azure Automation, it's the automation engine available in Microsoft Azure. And now this automation engine can run runbooks directly from Azure into your environment, for instance, into running PowerShell from Azure. But you could also have a hybrid setup, but it actually takes this Microsoft monitoring agent we saw earlier on, and it will actually use that agent to perform the runbooks or the steps you want to do locally on that server, and it will be sending the output and the data back to Azure Automation. So again, power of choice here. We can do direct. We can use the MMA agent to run our runbooks, and it has support for things like Windows, Linux, desired state configuration, PowerShell. If you go authoring in Azure Automation, you'll see there's both a textual authoring option where you can just run your favorite PowerShell queries, commandlets, etc. It has neat features like context highlighting, search, line numbers, integrated testing, etc., etc. For those of you that are uncomfortable with using the text editor, it now also has a graphical authoring option. So you can drag and drop some of these modules into your runbook and then work from there and later even edit them by text. So graphical authoring there as well. Now we're going to use, in our demo, we're going to show you the power of both. So Azure Automation and Log Analytics. But there needs to be a way, of course, to start this runbook that will be running in Azure Automation. Azure Automation has a couple of options to start your runbook. One of them through the portal. I can just hit the start button as an admin and it will start. We could schedule it, so at a certain point in time, maybe every couple of minutes, etc. A webhook, so if there's an app or another type of script that can do an HTTP post, we can do it that way. We can start the runbook from there. Monitor an event, kick off the runbook based on the monitor. PowerShell, we can talk from PowerShell directly to Azure Automation. And an API. It's more complex, more for maybe app developers, but through the Azure Automation API, we can also kick off a runbook. We'll actually be using the portal just to give you a bit of an understanding of how to do this. And the scenario is as follows. I'm running these Windows Server and Linux VMs, but I'll be focusing on the Windows Server VM in Azure. And there's some sensitive data on this server. I have specially provisioned an account called Sensitive Account, which has access to this data. And I want to monitor when somebody uses this account but fails to log in. Maybe he or she is trying a different password that I've provisioned. Maybe it's a script kiddie on the internet. Who knows? I just want to be notified when somebody uses a sensitive account because it might be a breach and I want to take action. So I'll be taking the search API. I'll be taking OMS data collection, I'll be taking Azure Automation and PowerShell combined to make that happen. Okay. Now bear with me because this might be somewhat complex. I'll go back to the new preview portal, and if I go to browse all, you'll see one of the tabs being automation accounts. So that's where Azure Automation lives. I have one Azure Automation account, and you get a overview. I have one runbook, 13 assets, zero hybrid workers, etc. So from here, I'll show assets, because one of the things I did is I loaded two modules extra. One of them being Azure Active Directory, which allows me to really easily connect and authenticate to Azure AD. And the second one being Operations Management Suite. Now, where do I get these modules? Because you can add them to your own subscription as well. There is a Dutch guy called Tion de Turpijn that is part of the CAT team of Microsoft that has published them to GitHub. If I type it correctly, this should be the URL. There we go. Your own responsibility, of course, no warranties, but you could use them to upload them to Azure Automation. And instead of scripting all of these lines, we could just use these modules and the functions that he has created to work with OMS and the Search API and also Azure AD. And if you look at, for instance, the Operations Management Suite module, and I'll not go deeper than this, but just give you a bit of an understanding. These are the two functions that you get added to your Azure Automation subscription that you can use in PowerShell to connect to OMS, one being Get Workspace and one being Search. So that's good. Now, going back for a second to the old portal where Azure AD still lives, I'll go up to our... Where's my directory? Down. There we go. I have one directory for this subscription with my name. And there's a user called omsuser at myname.onmicrosoft.com. And I've actually made this user. And I'll scroll down. Come on, here we go. Settings. Both a admin on my Azure subscription. And if I go to the OMS portal, where are we? Here. And we go to settings. There's a tab called accounts. This is my live ID, but there's also one row where I provisioned this organizational account to also be administrator of my OMS subscription. Now, you might not want to make them administrator, but for demo purposes, this is fine. And this is a way of granting another user access to my environment and making sure I can do whatever I need to do in that PowerShell script. So that's what's also been provisioned behind the scenes. Now, if I go back to the Azure Automation page in the new portal, there's also one being called Connections. Here we are. And I've defined two connections, one called AD connection, which has my Azure AD information, the same user we just saw, username, password, etc., and the OMS connection. So it has things like the name of my workspace, subscription ID, region, East US. Now, just as a tip, before you spend two nights like me troubleshooting your PowerShell script, you do see a workspace ID here. That's not the number you want to use. You want to go to Operational Insights, to the overview page, and go to the subscription ID. So it's workspace ID versus subscription ID. This is the one you want to connect to because it's the total OMS subscription. And you want to look at location, East US, because it's now available in other Azure regions. So if we're going to define things, these are the things you need to really work with OMS from a connection perspective in Azure Automation. So that saves you a bit of time, hopefully. What I'll do is I'll go back to the runbook I pre-created, or actually that Tiander helped me create. It's called OMS Intrusion Detection. And this is the one that will be searching through the OMS data, seeing if there's an intrusion, and then taking action on that. I'll click on it, explain it for a second, click on Edit, and then you see actually a PowerShell script in there. It does a couple of things. It defines the connection. It says use OMS connection, use AD connection, create a token. And then one of the things that's exciting is it will perform this query. So search in OMS for a security event with the event ID of 4625, which is failed login, for those of you who know. And then if you go a bit more below, it says for if it matches an account with the name of sensitive account, that's when I want to get triggered. And then if I go a bit further, it actually sends an email from my Outlook account to trigger me saying, hey, there's a breach, the sensitive account, it's a failed login, essentially. Now, if I go to the demo, I actually have an RDP connection into VM member. And what I'll do is I'll try to RDP into my server, sensitive account, and just a random password, and it says failed login. Good. So we now should have a 4625 event. We'll go into the VM member, start the event viewer. And just to show you, it's not smoke and mirrors. There should be a security event. I'll filter it saying 4625. With the current timestamp, 4:31, an account failed to log in, and the resolution doesn't really allow it, but if I scroll down, here we go. You do see it's the sensitive account. So this is the event we needed to have. Something has happened. And what I'll do is I'll go into the OMS portal. Now do note that in the current tenant, it's not real time. Of you that are in the tab might have a tenant that is already enabled for near real time, so it's coming real soon, but it could be a couple of minutes before the data shows up in the OMS portal if you're searching. So what I did is an hour ago, just before the session, I did the same thing. So if you look at the timestamp, it might be that we're looking at the other event, but just to show you it works, we go into log search, big blue button. And we can start typing things like, well, I want to say type is, and it already starts to IntelliSense prompt me on what do you want to do? Well, security starts to already complete it, security event, event ID. And you see also things like history, which makes it easy for me to rerun the query. We'll do that. What I actually do is say 4625 VM member, time generated in the past 24 hours. And you see, this is the one from 1 or 2 hours ago, actually, so you see it's not real time yet, that it says sensitive account, failed to log on, so it's in the OMS database and we can work with it. Now, the fun part when preparing for this demo is that I also found out that there are actually people trying to get into my server in the past 7 days. So if you look at all these other options, there's actually people trying to RDP into my server, which I didn't know before, so that's funny. Now, the thing you can do is, here we are. We can actually save this search. You see here in the bottom, we have table, export, save, etc. So what I'll do is I'll save this search, give it a name, account breaches of the category security. And so what happens is this is now a saved search, a query I can run myself easily. I'll go to my homepage, go to my dashboard, and I can create my own dashboard. I'll click on customize, and then I need to go to account breaches, the one I just created. You can see it, say plus. And it says, well, 24 in the last 24 hours, so that's a lot. We could filter it more, depends really on your search, I guess, but you could play around, say, I want to have a big number in there, and I want to have a threshold. If it's over 10, then it needs to color orange. So this is the way to create your own, this is a way to create my own dashboard. Now, this is dashboard. I need to log in to see it. So the PowerShell script, of course, then helps me to notify me, because looking at the PowerShell script, it will query and send an email. So I'll go back. The runbook we just saw, I'll hit start. Are you sure? Yes. And I'll click job summary. No, that's not the one I want. I want output, I'm sorry. Waiting for a job output. This can run up to a minute, really depending on how fast we get a slot in Azure Automation. So we'll come back to this hopefully in a couple of minutes and show you that we have an email. Now, we're almost out of time, so I do also wanted to give you a bit of a roadmap, because this morning in the keynote, Colin told us that there's roughly 20 plus features coming in OMS. If you look at this, there's a lot of things coming in next month, maybe over the course of a year, and things can change, of course, so don't take this as the final truth. But you see things like the iOS and Android app. You see things like the Linux agent. You'll see a Power BI connector coming. Migration tools, further support for desired state configuration. You really see OMS become one of the center points for Microsoft as management as a service from their clouds. Now, we even haven't talked about things like Azure Site Recovery, Azure Backup being part of this. So there's so much more for you to look at. So do keep in touch with what Microsoft's doing on the OMS front. And if you're going to purchase it, there's actually some of the discounts this year if you want to purchase OMS. So why OMS? Well, it's simple. In the course of 45 minutes, we already did a couple of things. You can connect your current environments and your be direct with your new services. Easy time to value, because you don't need to set up a whole environment. It will be provisioned for you. Easy to integrate with Operations Manager, etc. It's hybrid, because we do support Linux already today, Amazon and the others coming real quick, and take your system center investments going forward. So it's really modern IT management through OMS attached to system center. Now let's have a brief look. Yeah, so what it says, it executed the query, and we had a PowerShell command telling us that intrusion was detected, logon attempt found for sensitive account. So we should have a email standing by. We have anything but the email. So what I'll do, just to make sure I don't overrun in time, here we go. This is what you would then get. This is one of my trials last week. It would normally send you an email, and you can work off of that. Maybe even pass a link back into the dashboard and get some more insights through your app on how many breaches, when did it happen, what user account did they use, etc. So this would be a an all-up situation, as more or less an intrusion detection situation, using various OMS things like Azure Automation and the log analytics one. So with this, I want to close off. I want to thank all the sponsors, of course, for making System Center Universe possible. Do give us feedback through the app, through the planning tool on the web, but also you'll get an email later, just to know what we can do better next time. And thank you for attending.